What is even hiking for?
Above all, know that adventure is always interesting and fun. Adventure done right only ever gives and never takes.
Everything has its time and place, so you have to prepare by hiking and camping a little bit at a time.
You should definitely spend your first night in your backyard.
You can have a barbecue
or roasted sausage on a stick over an open bonfire.
Or just microwave something fit for an adventure,
so that you can have time to listen to your narrated books before sleep. Adventure loves you. It will help you get started, and help you find all the trails, and help your mind stay young and your body fit. To give you a neat example from life, I live by the I-275 bicycle trail in Michigan. As it merges with a huge park at the south end, the trail cuts through a camping ground. It has bathrooms, a soda machine, fire rings, parking spots, and a gnarly river, and probably ants and a raccoon or two. It is an invitation to learn bicycle camping, where you load up your bicycle and pedal with your backpack on. Once you had your fill, you only need to bicycle a bit more to get on the Michigan's Iron Bell Trail, which is now 770 miles of bicycling. Then you hop on the North Country National Scenic Trail, which is a 4,500-mile walk. And then the 2,194-mile, or 3,531-kilometer, Appalachian Trail, which crosses Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, and at Mount Katahdin in Maine. And not that far off where Henry Thoreau had his cabin, he in fact wrote about Mount Katahdin. And you keep on trucking. You get on the 2,653-mile, or 4,270-kilometer, Pacific Crest Trail, traversing Washington, Oregon, and California. And then the 3,028-mile, or 4,800-mile, Continental Divide Trail, which crosses New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana. The call of adventure and the call of the wild is real. It will keep you going. Once you get started, you never stop. As to what it is for, it's for healing. Healing your mind and body and heart and soul. And recovering from tragedy, from broken things. And repairing all that is good. And for wisdom, for learning and discovering more and more wisdom. The one thing that trails promise is to make you fit and young again. The trails make room and encourage you to listen to narrated books written by great beings, from clear-thinking adventurers to philosophers who hope to repair the world. Good news or bad news, it is a celebration of life. The trails are about recognizing that you are a creature of the stars first, and an overworked, crushed human marked by mandatory poverty, much, much later, where it almost doesn't matter. The world of the trails is the opposite of the way of the cities. The trails will help you perceive the world in a different way, and then help you abandon both ways and create your own, much wiser, much more capable vision. Human beings are not meant to be workers. Life is much too short for that. Life is meant for greatness, for helping, for making the world a better place.
Overwork, what we all eventually excel at, is much too dangerous. We are not machines. Our bodies are nature, and they need nature and exercise first. Perhaps most importantly, our minds demand their intellectual inheritance, lest you begin your life at levels already traversed. Your intellectual inheritance is stored in the books that will eventually make you wise, strong, and unbreakable, truly a force of nature. The books are an upgrade for your mind. They mark the initial steps of your transcendence, of your growing up from a child to a great being, which is what growing all the way up really means. Adventure is not just a great idea. Adventure is necessary because you are so much more than you know.